Hello and welcome. I'm Laura Aberle, site editor for searchcontentmanagement.com. Today I have with me SharePoint and BI expert Scott Robinson, and we're going to discuss some of the pros and cons of SharePoint web content management in the cloud. Efficient web content management is becoming more and more important in the enterprise, so companies that are familiar with SharePoint on-premises might look to SharePoint Online as a low-cost WCM option. But they should be aware of some caveats. SharePoint Online can be a great lower-cost option for enterprise collaboration and content management, and it provides a solid platform for public-facing SharePoint. But when it comes to web content management, it may leave something to be desired. SharePoint WCM in the cloud does not offer all the features of the on-premises platform, so we're going to talk about some of the issues there. So thanks for joining us today, Scott.
Happy to do it.
So let's start by talking about SharePoint Online in general as a viable alternative to on-premises SharePoint. What are some of the benefits of using SharePoint Online?
Well, the SharePoint Online product is one of the most popular offerings in Microsoft history. It has taken off and gone through the roof lately. And the big reason is that SharePoint itself is a multifunction platform that just delivers an awful lot of functionality to enterprises of every size. And the online version gives you most of that functionality, not all of it, but most of it, without the burden of having to deal with on-site infrastructure maintenance. When you're leasing your servers from Microsoft and just getting the functionality of SharePoint, you're paying a lower bill, a lower price to have all of that functionality, and you're freeing up resources in-house because you don't have to have technical people babysitting those servers. So SharePoint Online is a slam dunk for an awful lot of businesses.
So SharePoint also has a good reputation in web content management as an on-premises option. So couldn't SharePoint web content management in the cloud be a good choice for some companies, or why isn't it?
Well, for some companies it would be, and it's very true that SharePoint leads the pack in web content management because that's what it set out to be, was a content management platform. SharePoint is many other things, but it is primarily a content management system, and it's very, very good at what it does. There's an awful lot of functionality that you can get out of SharePoint as a content management system, and one big reason for that you and I have talked about before. It's the fact that most of content publishing, which is to say the handling of images and the creation of documents, the creation of presentations, and so on, all of that is already on the Microsoft platform in the form of the Office Suite, and just about everybody in the known universe knows how to use those products. So if you take Microsoft's history in content production and SharePoint's 10-year history in content management, you've got a winner for most applications. Now, a lot of that functionality translates over into SharePoint Online. Not all of it, but a large part of it.
What about some of the missing features? And how serious are those missing features? And what situations are there where they would be kind of a deal breaker for companies?
Well, now we get into real trouble here, because the things that are missing in web content management on the SharePoint Online platform are often extremely important. The biggest, I would say, is the fact that in SharePoint 2013, the on-premises version of SharePoint, you can do an awful lot with your content in terms of distributing it to the largest possible audience in your content portal. What that means is that you can publish content in one location in a SharePoint deployment, and SharePoint will distribute it for you to many, many different websites. That's incredibly powerful because it means that you can update some content in a single location and you can distribute it out to a great many different groups, different audiences, and you only have to maintain it in one place. Now, that in itself is a deal-making efficiency. However, that feature is not available in SharePoint Online. Now, that feature, which we call cross-site publishing, ties into another capability called the catalog. The catalog is a template in SharePoint, and it allows you to create a site that can contain a lot of content that many people will browse. Now, in a lot of instances, a company will create a product catalog from this template. They will maintain it in one location, and they will distribute that catalog to many, many different sites from that one location. It's just an extension of the cross-site publishing concept. And that template is also not available in SharePoint Online. So what you get is two very powerful features that are extremely friendly to most users of web content management that you don't have in the SharePoint Online version, and that's a problem. Now, there are a couple of more things that I'd like to mention in terms of missing functionality. One is that when you go to SharePoint Online, you don't have control of your SharePoint servers. You're leasing those from Microsoft, and Microsoft administrates those servers. Now, the problem with SharePoint is that we're used to a common server that we use to control the environment called the Central Administration Server. Now, Central Administration is very limited in SharePoint Online, and that means that there are some aspects of customization of the environment that you can't control if you're using the online version. One of these is the threshold of objects that can be displayed in a library. The arbitrary threshold is 5,000 objects. Now, if you are using on-prem, you can go into Central Administration and you can customize that number and you can allow for more objects in a single library. But if you're using the online version, you're limited to 5,000. Now, that could be a deal breaker in many scenarios. An example of this is Toyota. Toyota has deployed worldwide one of the biggest SharePoint portals ever. It's a public-facing portal, and that public-facing portal hosts literally tens of thousands of documents that are useful to consumers about Toyota products. Now, if any one library is confined to 5,000 of those objects, that's going to constrain search. It's going to constrain the utility of a particular library for a particular audience. That could be a deal breaker. And if that's why you're deploying your web content management system for public consumption, then a 5,000 object limit could be a serious impediment. That's another reason why you might want to think twice about using SharePoint Online.
So for companies who are having their doubts about using SharePoint Online only, is there ever an instance where it might be a good idea to have SharePoint Online for some things and then also an on-premises deployment?
Actually, that's a really good idea. The hybrid environment is gaining popularity because it's so inexpensive to deploy SharePoint Online. If you already have a sizable investment in an on-prem deployment, and you need these features that I'm talking about, where you need to do cross-site publishing, where you need to make content available across your enterprise, but at the same time, you want to, say, interface with the public. You could do a public-facing deployment of SharePoint Online, and you could upload only the content that the consumer absolutely needed to that deployment. And down on your on-prem, on the ground, where you need the complexity and you need the extra features, you'd have it. Now, it's not an either-or choice, and it's especially attractive to do this sort of hybrid environment because of the ease of transporting information from the cloud down to the on-prem and back again. It's actually extremely economical on a lot of levels to pursue this plan. And another scenario where that's useful is if you need to have your in-house intranet accessible from the field. Suppose I'm a company and I've got many, many people out in the field, thousands of people who are away from headquarters or away from the office. It's very handy to have them be able to interface with the content management system by way of the cloud, because that way they can just have access to the cloud anytime they're around the internet. That means they don't have to have a VPN or some other means of getting into the in-house system from the field. So a deployment in the cloud is a great gateway into the company intranet if you're out in the field. Another good reason to have a hybrid environment.
Yeah, it sounds like a good option for companies that might need to mix and match capabilities and maybe save on cost.
A very good one, yes.
That's some great information on SharePoint Online and WCM. Thanks again, Scott, for taking us through some of the trade-offs there.
Happy to do it.
And I'm Laura Aberle. And for more on SharePoint and on web content management challenges, be sure to check out searchcontentmanagement.com. Thanks for listening.